For many, President-elect Trump's campaign drove a deep wedge into an already existing racial divide. New FBI statistics show hate crimes against blacks rose 8% in 2015. They were up 67% against Muslims. Since Election Day, there have been new reports of incidents of hate and violence targeting both minorities and Donald Trump supporters. In Massachusetts, former Governor Deval Patrick is calling for vigilance in the face of bigotry while keeping an open mind to a Trump presidency. WBUR's Simone Rios has this story.
Deval Patrick supported Hillary Clinton for president, but now he says he wants to be a good citizen. So unlike the congressional Republicans who vowed to thwart Barack Obama in 2008, he wants success for Donald Trump.
I think we owe him a chance. He's not just the president of those who voted for him. He's the president of all of us. But he's also unleashed something dark that's very worrisome to me, frightening to many. And I think we can't give an inch to bigotry and hate.
Patrick spoke to reporters in South Boston last night before being honored by the American Jewish Committee of New England. AJC's Robert Likand says in a time when people are losing the ability to converse, the group wants to recognize someone committed to open conversation.
Deval Patrick really embodies these kinds of values. He's worked throughout his life to bring communities together.
Patrick was given the AJC's Coexistence Award. Now, the first African-American governor of Massachusetts wonders what coexistence will be like under President Trump.
I'm very conscious of the fact that, I might come out of a building someday and someone rolls down their window and calls me a name because they think it's okay now, and it's not okay.
Asked if he's considering a return to politics, Patrick said he's focused on ways he can contribute from the private sector. After leaving office, Patrick took a director position at Bain Capital, where he manages a fund focused on social problems. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Simone Rios.